When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
You know, this morning when I was getting, working on Thanksgiving dinner with my wife. By the way, it's Thanksgiving in the United States. Happy Thanksgiving to those of you who live in the United States, or if you're an expat who celebrates the third Thursday in November as a time of giving thanks. By the way, thankful to you for, and I hope this doesn't sound corny, I'm thankful to you for supporting, Thunder Punch Daily by downloading and listening and telling your friends and leading into our cast and the Art Sound Off Challenge. If I sound a little weird, this gets back to my anecdote. This morning when I was getting ready for Thanksgiving, making Thanksgiving dinner with my wife, I made a little mental note of, for the past week and a half or so, I've been chronicling how, on the Thunder Punch Daily Show, I've been chronicling how I've been fighting off this cold, and I felt like this morning I beat it. I won. Cold, you were gone. I never got really sick. Never got a fever, just had a little bit of scratchy throat, a little bit of achiness, but never enough to slow me down. Awesome. My plan of just taking a ton of vitamins and drinking a boatload of juice and making fruit smoothies and, hitting my system with as many vitamins as possible and trying to catch up on sleep, I thought it paid off. And then, seriously, an hour ago, all of a sudden, I feel my temperature rising. I'm feeling kind of hot in the forehead, hot in the throat. The scratchiness is coming back in full force. What the heck? So it looks like I'm getting sick again. Like, really sick now. What a bummer. Because I got a holiday weekend. I got today off and tomorrow off. Supposed to be having fun. And fun I did have today. I mean, obviously, besides having, Thanksgiving dinner with my wife, which was wonderful, lovely, and don't need to go into a whole lot of details on that. But afterwards, we watched the 1978 Superman film. And this is where I can get to, a takeaway kind of observation about... I didn't draw anything. I made dinner. It's a holiday. Give me a break. Sorry, I'm getting cranky from being sick. When I think about the Superman series, the Christopher Reeve Superman movies, I have not seen the newest Man of Steel one, and it's been years and years since I saw Superman Returns, which I don't remember enjoying all that much, but after hearing people talk about it, it strikes me that maybe I do need to go back and take a look at it again. But in the original Superman, the Christopher Reeve Superman films, I always remembered liking Superman 2 the best because it's the fight between him and the Kryptonians, right? And it's the fight you've been waiting for, seeing Superman fully unload, at full career. And I went back and watched it several months ago, and I remember just really not liking it all that much and just finding all these problems. And I think this comes down to, and this is chronicled in the latest Saturday Supercast, episode 41, where I talked with Dave Roman about how I'm finding that more and more I'm not enjoying, violence in my fiction. Especially in fiction that I think is meant for children. And when I went back and watched Superman 1, I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a better movie than Superman 2. I was pure wrong for so many years. Because as I finished it, and I'm getting all choked up, especially at the end when he flies up in outer space and he looks at the camera and he smiles, and I know it's cheesy, but I fall apart every time I see that. Every darn time. Oh my gosh, when he smiles, oh, it's the best. But I'm sorry, I'm fanning myself here. But as I was watching it, I noticed that in that entire story, and I watched the Donner cut with the extra scenes, never once does Superman use force in a violent way. Yes, he punches down a door. Yes, he drills through the ground. Yes, he, lifts big, heavy things. But you never see him use his super strength to hurt another person or animal in the entire movie. And yes, somebody's going to say, well, there is that moment when he throws Lex Luthor. He tosses Lex Luthor. Let's face it. He doesn't really throw him. He picks him up by the shirt collar and just kind of pushes him aside to get at that lead box where the kryptonite is, right? But every other time in the story, he only uses his power. When engaging with another person, he only uses it to apprehend. He never uses it to harm. And yet, they never once make a big point out of that in the story. Like, nobody ever says, wow, Superman, you only use your power to apprehend and never to hurt. I think about that. wow, that must have been on the screenwriter's mind and the director's mind when I need to listen to the Donner commentary, because that must have been intentional. They must have been like staying really true to the character. And I just think, like, is that something that we just can't do now? And I don't want to turn this into some kind of like old man rant of like, oh, in my day, stories are better. But in fact, you can do it now because Big Hero 6 did just that. So, yeah, Superman 1978, quickly, my love of those films, of the trilogy or however many, there are four films in that series, my ordering shuffled today. In a big way. I mean, I always knew I loved the first one, but I always thought the second one was like slightly better. But in the second one, he kills General Zod. Spoilers. He beats up that thug in the diner after he gets his superpowers back. Not very Superman. And I'm talking about a very specific kind of character. I'm not saying that I don't like violence in any stories, right? Like, if I'm watching Goodfellas, I'm not saying sitting there going like, geez, there's a little bit too much violence in this, don't you think? If I'm watching shoujo fighting manga, or shonen fighting manga, I'm not going to be like, oh, how come there's so much jumping and energy ball throwing, you know? I'm talking about a very specific kind of story that I personally gravitate towards. Obviously, you know, as somebody who loves the Transformers, and Transformers is all about the hitting and the lasers, but I always love it a little bit more when I see them make a story that feels exciting. And let's face it, Superman 1978, I don't care who you are, there are parts of that movie that are pretty darn good, that are pretty darn exciting. I know the special effects don't hold up that great. I know the scene flying with Lois Lane in the sky bothers some people. I get it. But there's some parts in that are pretty darn good. And yet they did that without him ever having to punch somebody in the face. You know? Pretty cool. So that's my only observation for the day, is that, you know, what's the big meta takeaway? The big meta takeaway is that I'm always trying to keep my eye on why I'm reacting to what I'm reacting to and why I like what I like. And when I notice something is making me a little less happy than it used to, time to stop and ask why. What changed? Did the thing change? Did I change? Did the times change? What was the switch that flipped? And what can I learn from that about like the way, like what my eye is noticing? So, okay, I already went longer than I expected to here. I am going to go drink a boatload of juice, take some more vitamins, and go to bed early. And I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, by the way, artsoundoff.com. Recording a journal microcast every day for the month of November 2014. That's why I'm doing this, even though I'm not feeling well. Nothing heroic about that, by the way. Just figured I'll keep it short this time, and I won't try to beat myself up about finding like a suitable topic for the thing. Let the thing flow. That's part of the experiment of the challenge, after all. So, okay, as I was saying, I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, Skeletor was looking for a shortcut, a quick way to riches and power. You may know some people like that, always looking for the quick way to get ahead of everybody else. Well, it doesn't work that way. The people who succeed are the ones who work for what they want. So don't be fooled by those who say they have a sure thing. There's always a catch to it. Don't sell yourself short. The right way is the best way. Until later.